start with when and where were you born?
Born Tennessee, in Orange County, 1920. All right. Those times. You don't want that. That's how Alabama comes.
When did you come to Alabama?
41.
41.
January 6, 1941.
All right, this is before you went to the war, right?
Before.
Okay, when did you go to the war?
43.
How long were you over there? When you come back, what did you do when you got back?
I farmed a little and sawmill a little.
Which was better?
Sawmill and more money.
Sawmill and more money. I guess that meant it was better than it did.
Yeah.
All right. So you farmed a little bit along all through the years.
Yeah.
But sawmill is always paid better.
Yeah.
Farming.
Alright.
Yeah, when did you start sawmill?
I come here to sawmill.
Did you?
In 41. I mean, I sawmilled all my life. I started sawmill when I was 12 years old. Yeah. I've been sawmilling. 8 years we come here. I've been on there a long time. Let's see. I really started talking about 33.
So you already pretty much knew what you was doing when you got here.
Yeah. I come here doing that.
When did you get your own sawmill?
1950.
So you worked for a long time before you got your own sawmill?
Yeah.
For other people and stuff?
Yeah.
Were the other people good to you?
Most of them were, yeah. All of them. After 87, you were on paper, but it's so.
What's that?
A little old kid, or I guess I was 11, 12 years old. And the time moving a sawmill in, setting it up over from our house about half a mile, I guess, across the woods. And I went over there, and I always heard he real hard to get along with, you know.
Yeah.
And then, I went over there, kind of scared of me.
Yeah.
I went over and asked him. He didn't help. He looked at me a long time before he upset me. Reckon he said, "Yep, I need some help." I said, "I'll tell you one thing before I harden, before you start working for me." He said, "You're going to have to suit me in every way." And said, "I don't care if I don't suit you in no way." He said, "Do you own a job?" I said, "Yeah." And about that time, he hit his thumb with a hammer. Mm. And he threw that hammer out of that nice firm in the room. He said, "Go get it." I brought it off down there and got his hammer. And I worked for him for several years. It was a long time, boy. I mean, he did good to him.
That's kind of person to work for.
Yeah, but he just let me know starting off with what kind of fellow he was. Huh?
It's good if they tell you to begin with what they want out of you.
Yeah.
You know what to do and what not.
Yeah. He told me, he said, "Now, you're going to have to suit me in every way." And said, "I don't care if I don't suit you in no way."
So, You got your own sawmill in about 1950. And you've owned your own ever since. And you cut timber all around here, right?
Yeah, I'm a timber.
You just loaded up airplane, take it with you when you went.
Yeah.
So. Pull everything with a horse and wagon, I guess.
Yeah.
Pull everything around with a horse and wagon.
Dead long time.
You got trucks and stuff. When you went into the woods, how'd you know which tree you cut? What'd you look for?
Huh?
Just the big ones?
No, we just know. I wasn't no problem.
So you tried to get as much money as you could out of every time you could.
Yeah.
But was price is pretty good.
It's fine. It wasn't up compared to what it is now, but nothing else wasn't that compared to it.
Yeah.
Rough, long finished lumber brought about, you can make an average of $60 a barrel back then. That wouldn't be much now, but it was pretty good back then.
Yeah.
Minimum wages were 60 cents there. Now you just take it from where.
Yeah.
And now minimum wage is about $4 and a quarter there, if I can't take it from where. And lumber is about $200 there. See, wages went up a lot more than lumber had.
Mm-hmm. Now it's not as hard to work. Cutting lumber either.
No.
Now they take them skidders in there.
Yeah,
knock everything down if they don't cut.
Yeah.
Takes a long time
for
them. They
could just cut everything now.
Yeah.
You want them cutting this down with me? They clear the world fucking down. I ain't cut everything down. And cut a little bit down there, I'll be your way.
Well, they do with them with those trees. Just make little planks out of them?
No, they make purchases. They purchase them.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And during all this time while you saw me, and you worked for TVA too, didn't you?
I saw it on TVA. Well, I first started back in the 60s, and then I said it. I wasn't pretty right to go for about 15 years.
You worked down at Woods Creek, didn't
you? Yeah.
Did you like working for TVA?
Sometimes, yeah, but not at one of them plants. They got some real jobs that I really liked, and I was crazy for not taking one of them. I had them offered to me, but I did take them. Wasn't needed for us to do something like that. I could not do that. And I worked at it a while. Then I went down at that old plant. But I haven't been working on the power outside.
The day creeps pretty good.
Yeah, they creep pretty good.
pretty good job, that happened. Good benefits and everything.
Well, Asian probably should better benefit.
Yeah.
Holding out the mirror, they have better benefits than we have. But we have pretty far. We have pretty good benefits.
Farm prices. They didn't get much better, did they, from a long time ago? What'd you raise when you first started farming? Cotton?
Cotton.
About when did cotton play out?
About when did it play out? Well, last year I raised in Cotton Mountain Bank for 65. I raised a little bit a year or two after that, but one up now.
You ever have a problem with boll weevils?
Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of, wasn't it?
Yeah. On the pitches, or the lake, or the other thing. They say they got something out now. Do you know anything about it? They're going to do away with boll weevils. Do you hear anything?
Nah, I don't know. I know down towards Piedmont, they raise quite a bit of cotton.
Yeah.
I know several cotton fields. And it looked like me. I mean, you ain't never been around cotton a whole lot, but it looked like it done pretty good.
Yeah.
To me, what they had.
Yeah, I know. I went down there.
Yeah. Might come back. You don't never know.
Yeah.
Might not ever be like it used to be, but.
No, it won't be like that, but it'll be. Just be
warmer. Hold on with my hair. So, what did you raise when you quit raising cotton? I've always lived right around here.
Yes.
In the general area.
Lived up till back one year. But that's.
So, when you came to Alabama, you brought your brother and sister with you. So, you sort of had to take care of them, make money.
Delphi, Rachel, Bill Myers. I said, "Hey, he didn't want to welcome Jeff to
Jimmy.
He was a smart person. I said, you may think I'm crazy, but
no, he was. I remember.
I'll say all his schooling at him. And he had a degree or two. He had two or three degrees out of him. He had one on business, I know, but then he had one on something else.
I'm not sure.
No. Well, I say all his schooling. Not over. You put it all. Well, I know he started school.
I don't
know. Yeah. My baby from sixth. She's in sixth grade. When he started. Down there in Tennessee, 4 weeks later. You would. Every time you went to a book, you was afraid. He just overheard him when he started school. He said, "I'm going to catch you in school." She was sick. The next year, we started in seventh grade.
And he had just stuck